Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. the effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Said I'm on my way, and I won't. Said I'm on my way, y'all. Ooh, said I'm on my way, y'all. I gotta keep on, y'all. Well, I'm moving upward, and I, yes, I'm moving upward, and I won't. I tell you, I'm heavenly, sing and never get
in the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater, greater than all, greater than all. Your name endures forever.
El Elyon, the Most High God, I give you praise. I praise you in your sanctuary. I praise you in your mighty expanse. I praise you for your awesome deeds according to your excellent greatness. I praise you with music, song, and words of admiration. My soul makes its boast in you, El Elyon. I bless your name today, and I will forget none of your benefits. You hold the power in your hand to keep the flames of life's trials from scorching me. You have the power to save. I will not fear what man can do because you are El Elyon, the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. And where you start, I am the just let me be who I am to you. And consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but body's rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
I am. One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Elyon, which means the Most High God. I see the smoke and begin to tremble when life's problems surround me. Whether in my work, my health, my finances, my family, or even in myself through anxiety, worry, or fear, yet, you are El Elyon. And you know when even a hair falls from my head, you protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were tossed to their certain death. But that sentence of death became the promise of life as you intervened. Forgive me, El Elyon, for looking only at what I can see. Things that seem so certain to harm me physically or emotionally rather than looking at you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, breaks my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Follow me, I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
Time for our devotional message, which is entitled Power in Forgiveness. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans 12:21. And it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, yesterday we saw that there are facets of the Lord's will you never need to pray about. Just carry out one of those, perhaps one of the most difficult and painful ones, is forgiveness. It is always God's plan for you to give up the hurt, resentment, and bitterness that have come about because of other people's action. This is why Paul wrote, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Let all bitterness and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:30-32. Paul admonishes you to forgive, because instead of distressing and offending the Holy Spirit and allowing evil a foothold, you are clearing the path for Christ to transform you and those who hurt. You supernaturally hurt you supernaturally. You become a powerful vessel of God, of good for Jesus to work through. Amen? The truth is, we don't have a right to be unforgiving toward anyone. Not after all Christ has pardoned us. But when we forgive, we're acting like Jesus, releasing the matter so he can do the miraculous through it. So do it. Even when it's difficult, let it go and allow the Lord to have his perfect way in this situation. Amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. The power in forgiveness. Let us pray. Jesus, help me forgive so your miraculous plan can be accomplished. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
I bless your name,
Lord, I worship you.
the music page and where to lose yourself. You will never cease praising you, Father. For you will come as a full appreciation of your glory. For as long as we live to magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you.
Receive my heart of gratitude for being the Most High God. Accept my spirit of gratefulness for holding my world together in the palm of your hand. You are patient, kind, gentle, yet you also powerful, mighty, and strong. Thank you for showing me time and again that you are over all and for delivering me from the snares of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
So let's live forever. might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. Times in your life when you don't know what to do, it seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through. You try so hard to be a good neighbor. They took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Let it spirit.
Oh,
honey. to go. At the fork of the road, living day by day, so life goes. Never sing, never, or come what may, for there's a greater power. And on the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Trying to make tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Never say never, or come what may. For there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Praise be to God. El Elyon, I ask you to manifest your powerful might within me more and more each day. Too often I look to myself when I get into a difficult situation, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I see the flames, but so often I become fearful. Help me instead to look to you, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. You are not only the creator God, you are El Elyon, most high. You do not faint or grow weary. Your understanding is unsearchable. Give me power when I feel faint, and increase my strength when I am weak. Help me to wait well on you, as the young Hebrews did in the midst of the roaring flames. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection, and I will come back after the selection with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. proclaim you now. Your mighty power and your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. Your power.
We need your power.
And let your presence, fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, raise them all.
Yeah.
His body to heal. His body to deliver. If you call him,
he'll come to your rescue and give you what you need. Hallelujah. That's your presence, Father. Yes, Jesus. There's worship in this room tonight. Raise your voice and cry out to the Lord. Come on, let's pick it up. Y'all, pick it up.
Hey! you thought I was the devil.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of John. That's John chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 1 through 44. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. Or whatever your Bible you're reading from is pretty much it's the same wording. Amen. Just worded different. Jesus encounters crucial events in Jerusalem. Lazarus becomes sick and dies. So this is what this chapter 11 is all about. Lazarus and the death of Lazarus. Amen. A man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters Mary and Martha. This is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick, so the two sisters sent a messenger to Jesus telling him, "Lord, your dear friend is very sick." But when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus, sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. So although Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next 2 days. Finally, he said to his disciples, "Let's go back to Judea." But this disciple objected. "Rabbi," they said, "only a few days ago, the people in Judea were trying to stone you. Are you going there again?" Jesus replied, "There are 12 hours of daylight every day. During the day, people can walk safely. They can see because they have the light of this world. But at night, there is danger of stumbling because they have no light." Then he said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up." The disciples said, "Lord, if he is sleeping, he will soon get better." They thought Jesus meant Lazarus was simply sleeping, but Jesus meant Lazarus had died. So he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sakes, I'm glad I wasn't there. For now you will really believe. Come, let's go see him." Thomas, nicknamed the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let's go too and die with Jesus." Verse 17 is where Jesus comforts Mary and Martha. When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. Bethany was only a few miles down the road from Jerusalem, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. When Martha got word that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God would give you whatever you ask." Jesus told her, "Your brother will rise again." "Yes," Martha said, "he will rise when everyone else rises at the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this, Martha?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God." Then she returned to Mary. She called Mary aside from the mourners and told her, "The teacher is here and wants to see you." So Mary immediately went to him. Jesus had stayed outside the village at the place where Martha met him when the people who were at the house consoling Mary saw her leave so hastily. They assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep, so they followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. "Where have you put him?" he asked them. They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, "See how much he loved him." But some said, "This man healed a blind man. Could not he have kept Lazarus from dying?" Verse 38, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. "Rolled the stone aside," Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, "Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible." Jesus responded, Did not I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Okay. Let us pray. Holy Father, thank you for being the giver of the best gifts we have. Thank you, most of all, for your love and grace revealed in Christ. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit who abides within us to be our guide, our teacher, and our helper. Thank you for your gifts to us through the church and for your blessings to us through the Bible. We come now to express our love for you through our tithes and offerings. Accept these and bless them to the end that others will experience your grace and fulfill your plan for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 11, verse 25 in the NIV Bible. And it says, Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Amen. And the title of this message is, I am the resurrection. Praise be to God. Some scholars have estimated that in the gospel accounts, we have only 15 days out of the earthly life of Jesus. 50 days out of the early life of Jesus. 50 days out of approximately 33 years is not very much. Therefore, we do not have a lot of knowledge about the lives of some of the people whom Jesus knew. However, in the case of Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus, the gospel writers provided a number of intimate and personal details. In John's account of the resurrection of Lazarus, he said that in John 11 and 5 in the NIV, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Nowhere in the gospel does Jesus say directly to anyone, I love you. This is not to say that he never said that. It only points out that the phrase never appeared. Amen. Praise God. Yet, people knew Jesus loved them. And Jesus loved these three friends of his. When he heard that Lazarus was ill, Jesus arrived at their home in Bethany to call Lazarus back from the dead. It was during the performance of this miracle that Jesus pointed out to Martha that he had power over death. Amen? Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Number one, because Jesus is the resurrection, death is banished. Death is the foremost enemy of humankind. It separates us from our loved ones, cuts down young and old indiscriminately, and cast dark shadows over what lies beyond the grave. Classical art and literature portrays death as a cape-clad figure with a skull for a face and bony fingers for hands. Death carries the stench with its gleaming curved blade and rides a horse whose eyes are fearsome and whose nostrils are wide from snorting. All in all, death is not pictured as our friend. For Martha and Mary, death had taken their brother. The tears and grief are evidenced in our scripture reading. In John 11 and 19. Amen? So let's read that again. John 11. Then he said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up. Verse 19 says, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in Jerusalem. Excuse me. In verse 19, John 11, 19 says, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. Verse 31 says, when the people who were at the house consoling Mary saw her leave so hastily, they assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep, so they followed her there. And verse 33 says, when Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. So those are the scriptures that the tears and grief are evidenced in our scripture reading. And that's in John 11, 19, 31, and 33. Although Martha showed some faith in a resurrection far out in the future, in verse 24. In verse 24, where it said, yes, Martha said, he will rise when everyone else rises at the last day. Amen. And verses far out in the future, she saw the present situation as hopeless. In verses 38 through 40, where it says, Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. Roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. Jesus responded, did not I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? But Jesus made a startling announcement. He declared not only that Lazarus would live again, but that he would live again that day. The emphasis is on the present tense. I am the resurrection. Jesus did not say, I will be the resurrection. So he wasn't talking in the past. He was talking in the present. Jesus promised that death has no power over those who believe in him, although they may die. They die only physically. Amen. Praise be to God. Because Jesus is the resurrection, graves are empty today. Without the resurrection, humankind would be left in a terrible condition. The grave would have the last triumph, for life would cease at death. But Jesus is the resurrection. He raised Lazarus from the dead and arose from the grave himself. All those who believe in Jesus never cease to live. When we drive past a cemetery, we can wonder how many of the graves are empty. Oh, I don't mean that the earthly remains are not still there. I'm speaking of the souls of those people. For all who trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation, never die. I believe that at death, believers pass from this life to eternal reward immediately. Some believe that Christians fall asleep at death and simply remain in soul sleep until Christ returns. But Jesus promised the thief on the cross today, in Luke 23:43 in the NIV, today you will be with me in paradise. In Revelation 6:9-11, turn with me to Revelation 6. And we're going to read verses 9 through 11. Amen. That's Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. And it says, when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their testimony. They shouted to the Lord and said, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of their brothers and sisters, their fellow servants of Jesus, who were to be married, who were to be martyred, had joined them. Amen. So the martyrs are eager for God to bring justice to the earth, but they are told to wait. God is not waiting until a certain number is reached, but he is promising that those who suffer and die for their faith will not be forgotten. Rather, they will be singled out by God for special honor. We must wish for justice immediately, as these martyrs did, but we must be patient. God's work, according to his own timetable, and he promised justice. No suffering for the sake of God's kingdom, however, it's wasted. Praise be to God. The saints who have died because of their faith in Jesus are pictured under the altar in heaven. Jesus makes the grave empty, even as his grave is empty. Amen. Praise be to God. Because Jesus is the resurrection, eternal life is a reality. Life has a new meaning in Jesus. This life, here and now, takes on a new perspective. The fear of death is diminished, and we become absolutely certain that God, who raised Lazarus from the dead, will also raise us. The text says that Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. He raised Lazarus to demonstrate that even though a man had been dead 4 days, Jesus could bring him back to full health. Amen? Life is no longer viewed as 70. Life no longer has a limit. It begins not at birth, but at the new birth. And every life that begins at the new birth never dies. It will live eternally. Thus, everlasting life is a reality. Life continues beyond death. Death is no longer a dead end, but a bridge. Death means meeting Jesus face to face and joining all the saints of all the years before us. Heaven is within our grasp. It is no longer just a wish or a dream. Jesus brings God and man together again and puts away the wages of sin, death. To God be the glory. And my conclusion is this. Jesus summarized his own teaching in this text. He asked Martha a direct question. Do you believe this? That is the question Jesus asks all of us who claim to be his followers. Sometimes it is hard to believe. We want to believe, but death seems so real. Martha wanted to believe, so she said, yes. But later, at the tomb, when Jesus ordered the stone rolled away, Martha protested, but Lord, he has been dead 4 days. Jesus seeks to reassure us. He reminded Martha that she claimed to believe. He now called on her to maintain her faith, and she would see the glory of God. When we waver, Jesus calls on us to maintain our faith. If we believe, truly believe, we will be saved to everlasting life. Do you believe this? I pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to pray and this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And it doesn't stop there. You have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your walk in Christ. Amen. Praise God. And my benediction for this message tonight is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our message for this evening. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when I will come with a word from the Lord. And after the word will be our poetry by our very own Barbara A. Amore. And after that, the poetry will be our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry and Talk in the Sanctuary. So God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We love you, and we thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. And on that note, we are going to rise out of here, or we are going to lead on Rise by Rob and Ore. Amen. Good night, everybody. God bless you. We love you, and may heaven smile upon you and your family. Shalom.
Oh, for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.